C3, happy Thursday to you. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 is our chapter for today. And Paul starts the first four verses of chapter 11 stating concerns about the Corinthians being led astray by false teaching. Now again, kind of like yesterday, he bookends this chapter with the same theme or the same idea here. But he quickly shifts gears to defend himself and his qualifications as an apostle. In essence, he tells the Corinthians that he doesn't have the formal training in public speaking, but he does have the knowledge to do it. Now, if you remember, Paul studied under Gamaliel, who was a very famous teacher in the Jewish world back at this time. So he did have great knowledge of the Old Testament, and now as a Christian, a follower of Jesus, he's letting them know that he does qualify. Now he continues his defense by telling them that he cheated other churches so he could minister to this church, and that he wasn't a burden to them in any way, that he even worked pro bono for no charge. And so think of this, when you're upset with somebody, do you, like me, often walk through the potential conversation before it happens? Do you tell yourself, this is what I'm going to say, and then this is what they're going to say, and this is how I'm going to respond? When you read this chapter, I think towards the middle of the chapter, I think you'll really be able to pick on, up on Paul kind of doing this. He's kind of guessing what they're going to say in response to him so he can formulate his response and write his response down, but he's doing so in a letter. This is really reminds me of how I walk through these conversations and what I think people are going to say in response to me. Now, he finishes out the chapter, as I said, bookending it, talking about these false teachings that are out there with, it seems to be a small minority, but a group of the Corinthians. And he talks about the fate of the false teachers. And I'll tell you what, he gives a scalding end to the chapter, verses 13 through 15. I'm going to read them to you. He says, "For such people are false apostles, deceitful workers, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising then if his servants also masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve." Wow. Bum, bum, bum. Doesn't that really, I mean, he's telling it like it is. And he says, Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. Now, I don't think that most people who get into false teaching, I don't think that they're trying to be misled. I think that people fall into satanic things and false teachings because of the deception. Even Satan masquerades as an angel of light. That's why it's so appealing. It looks good. It even sounds good. Whether it's mysticism or tarot card readers or psychics or any of the false teachings that people who twist and manipulate what the Word of God says, it seems enlightening, but it leads to death. You know, any false doctrine is going to be appealing, otherwise people wouldn't fall into it. And that's why we're so committed at C3 to making sure that everything we say and do lines up with the Word of God. So in everything that you hear, everything that you read outside the Bible, I want to always remind you to check it with what the Word of God says. It was getting some people in trouble in Corinth, and you hear Paul and how angry this makes him, that false teaching is hurting people that Jesus wants to have an authentic relationship with. So that's 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I'll be back with you again tomorrow for the 12th.